The Evergreens will be the road team for today's game, and Indian Trails has just taken the field. Pitching matchup, Sean Lutke gets the start for the Evergreens. It'll be pitching by committee, asking for just a couple of innings from the Evergreen starter. Jeremy Stouffer will be the opening pitcher for Kenosha. They lost their earlier game today to Oconomowoc, couldn't hold a 4-3 lead, and fell in game one of this triangular 6-4 on this field this morning. Let's meet the Evergreen starting lineup and batting order on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. Leading off and catching is Mason Hagenbusher. Hagenbusher was on base in three of his four at-bats in the season opener Thursday. Batting second, center fielder Wyatt Brown. Left fielder Mike Plaza, 3-for-4 in the opener, bats third. Third base, Cody Cocker will bat cleanup. Pitcher Sean Lutke will bat for himself in the number five spot. Batting sixth is first baseman Josh Merchant. The second baseman, Nathan Sleafert, will bat seventh. Brady Burrell plays right field and bats eighth. And Alex Kell, who closed out the game, pitching a seventh inning and making a pretty good appearance in that opening day game Thursday, will play shortstop today and will bat ninth. Evergreen's batting order again, Hagenbusher, Brown, Plaza, Cocker, Lutke, Merchant, Sleafert, Burrell, and Alex Kell to face Jeremy Stouffer. Indian Falls in the field from left to right. Peter Lenzak starts in left field. Jared Horter will be in center field, and J.J. Booth is in right. The infield, Manny Santana's at third base. Gavin Lux plays shortstop. Kyle Washburn at second base, and Josh Ordinay at first. The battery, Jeremy Stouffer is pitching. Jake Kell will catch for Indian Trails, coming in with a 2-1 record. And we are ready for baseball on an overcast afternoon at Roosevelt Field in Oconomowoc, a very nice setting for baseball. Field's in good condition, took the light rain that we had earlier today very well. Overcast, and what little wind we have in is blowing from left to right. Right-hander Jeremy Stouffer toes the rubber. We're ready for the first pitch. Fastball misses outside to Mason Hagenbusher, and we're underway on Fox Sports Radio. Chris Conley, glad you could be with us if you didn't make the long drive. See a couple of Evergreens fans that did come down, and some of them may be arriving soon, too. Our game's getting underway just a little bit early to try and avoid the chance of rain showers here. Hagenbusher swung over the pitch there, one ball and one strike. Wyatt Brown, speedy center fielder, awaits on deck. Brown may have been the only Evergreen really frustrated at the plate in the season opener. 0-for-4 for Wyatt. There's a swing and a miss. Hagenbusher falls behind, a ball and two strikes. If you're just joining us, we are just underway. This is a neutral field game between Indian Hills, C. Everest. The Evergreens play Oconomowoc in the second game if Mother Nature cooperates, a game that should get underway around 4 o'clock. There's a swing and a miss, hard fastball that broke down away from Hagenbusher, and he's a strikeout victim to get the game underway. And here comes Wyatt Brown for the Evergreens.
Number 23, Wyatt Brown.
Brown 0-for-4 on the season with two strikeouts and tapped back to the pitcher twice in the season opener Thursday. One of those bounced back to the mounds, triggered a double play. You're not going to see Wyatt Brown doubled up all that often with his speed. First pitch is down low, ball to Wyatt Brown. What we saw of him in the first game of the season, struggled with the off-speed stuff. If Wyatt Brown gets more of a diet of fastballs here from Jeremy Stouffer, I think he's going to hit today. Gets a fastball there, it's on the inside corner, one ball, one strike. Indian Trails opened up their season with two wins. They played a game on Thursday that the result was not reported. Not sure if they even got that game in because of the weather. Fastball there, and Wyatt Brown swings over it, one ball and two strikes. And then Indian Trails lost their game this morning 6-4 to Oconomowoc, a game that included a triple play. Have a word about that in just a moment. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to Wyatt Brown. Did not chase the outside fastball, two balls and two strikes. The triple play in that game involved the bases loaded and a line drive to shortstop with the infield playing in. Went off the shortstop's glove, then threw home, catcher threw to third base, and then over to second base, a triple play, which started again on a miscue. Wyatt Brown swings and misses, but the ball gets away from the catcher, Jake Kell, and Brown is fast, throw over to first, and he beats it out. Wyatt Brown strikes out, but still winds up on first base on what I believe we will credit as a wild pitch. Brown swung at a pitch outside the strike zone, got away from the catcher, and Wyatt Brown, with his speed, legs it out and is on first base. and Wyatt Brown will always be a threat to run. He's the fastest kid on the Evergreens team as Mike Plaza comes to bat.
Batting third to left fielder, number 7, Mike Plaza.
Plaza, a pair of singles and a long double on opening day, 3 of 4. And Mike Plaza may be the best pure hitter on this Evergreens team. Season is young. There may be some other guys in the lineup have something to say about that. Start Plaza off with an off-speed pitch that stays up high, ball one. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards, where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Brown on first, Plaza at the plate. Big lead there at first base. Off-speed pitch, sliced foul. Plaza's timing was a little off on that, but he smacked it down the third base line. It's a ball and a strike. We're playing the top of the first inning, and if you're just tuning in, we got underway a little bit early because we'd like to sneak these games in before more rain comes, which is a possibility as we move into the late afternoon and early evening here at Roosevelt Field. No lights, so getting the game underway as quickly as we could made a lot of sense on a day like this. 1-1 pitch, runners going. Hit and run, it's popped up in foul territory. A lot of room in foul ground here, and it's going to fall in between the catcher and third baseman. Foul ball. Just like Simon Field for D.C. Everest, a lot of room on the first base side and on the third base side. And that's really the one thing that makes a ballpark like this a pitcher's park. Otherwise, dimensions here are the same as what the Evergreens play at home at Simon Field. 325 down the line, probably a little under 400, 380, 385 to center field. It's a symmetrical outfield, 8-foot wall all the way around. The count is 1-2 on Plaza with a runner at first. Jeremy Stouffer is looking in for his sign and checks the runner. Now he comes set. 1-2 pitch. Nope, throw over to first. Wyatt Brown dives back in safely. I think Kenosha has already figured out that Wyatt Brown is a threat to run. Should be two outs here. Instead, there is only one. Wyatt Brown did swing and miss. And then on the wild pitch, made his way over to first base. Runner is going here. Off-speed pitch. High fly ball to shallow left field. This is a long run. Shortstop going out, calling and catching. Gavin Lux retires Mike Plaza. And Wyatt Brown retreats to first base. Mike Plaza got under that. Still, I thought that that would be headed towards the outfield. Instead, caught just beyond the skin of the infield for the second out. And here comes Cody Cocker, the third baseman. We saw Cocker pitch. He worked an inning on opening day. And Cocker at the plate on opening day was 1 of 4. Scored a run while reaching on a fielder's choice. Wyatt Brown goes there. Ball outside. Throw down to second. It's offline. And Wyatt Brown has himself a stolen base. So with two outs, the Evergreens move a runner into scoring position. Cocker, left-handed batter. Shade him just a little bit to right field. Pitch here is a ground ball to third. Should end the inning. Goes off the third baseman's chest, and everybody's going to be safe. Think we're going to be scoring that an error? Yes. Manny Santana had that ball play him. Came up, took a little bit of an in-between hop, bounced right off his chest, but was unable to recover and was unable to make a throw. So Cody Cocker reaches. And the Evergreens have runners on first and third without the benefit of a hit. And here comes pitcher Sean Lutke with a chance to help himself before he has to even take the mound. Two outs and runners on the corners. Lutke against his pitching counterpart, Jeremy Stouffer. Stouffer's first pitch outside. The runner is going from first to second. And there won't even be a throw down there. They don't want to see that runner try and score from third. So Cody Cocker advances to second base, and the Evergreens now have the opportunity to bring in two with a hit to the outfield. Second and third, pitch is fouled off down the third base line, and that's near the chain link fence. 1-1 to Sean Lutke. If the inning continues, hard-hitting Josh Merchant awaits in the on-deck circle. Evergreens have Wyatt Brown on third base thanks to a dropped strike three. And they have Cody Cocker at second thanks to an error. Here's a ground ball left side. Shortstop ranges over to his left. Long throw. Got him to retire the side. Gavin Lux showed pretty good range there to bring the inning to an end as Luedtke grounds out. The Evergreens, no runs, no hits. They leave two men on base. Half inning complete, D.C. Everest nothing. Indian Trails coming to bat. We're back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433884.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Roosevelt Field in Oconomowoc. I'm Chris Conley. The Evergreens failed to score in their half of the first inning, and Indian Trails coming up. Here's the Indian Trails batting lineup. Leading off and playing second base is Kyle Washburn. At shortstop, Gavin Lux, who was responsible for two of the three outs in the first inning. Jared Horder bats third in center field. Designated hitter Trevor Arnold will bat for the pitcher and bat fourth. Third baseman Manny Santana bats fifth. J.J. Booth bats sixth in right field. Josh Ortaday at first base bats seventh. Jake Keel is the catcher, batting eighth, and Peter Lesnick in left field batting ninth. That's Washburn, Lux, Horder, Arnold, Santana, Booth, Ordway, Keel, and Lesnick for Indian Trails to face Sean Luedtke. Kyle Washburn steps in against Sean Luedtke. Evergreens defense, Mike Plaza in left field, Wyatt Brown in center, Brady Burrell in right. Start him off with a pitch down low, ball one. In the infield, Cody Cocker at third, Alex Kell the starting shortstop today, Nathan Sleaford at second, and Josh Merchant at first. The battery is pitcher Sean Luedtke, a right-hander, and catcher Mason Hagenbusher. There's a fastball fouled back into the screen. One ball, one strike. Seat in the house for us here at Roosevelt Field. We are right behind home plate on a little porch that's right above their concession stand. You could not imagine a better place to watch this baseball game. Lutke's pitch is up high. It's two balls and one strike. Luedtke worked one inning, the sixth. Did not allow a run, gave up two hits in the opener on Thursday against Wisconsin Rapids. His delivery is a little unusual, right overhand. Here's a pop-up in foul territory. Room for first baseman Josh Merchant, who catches, and that's Kyle Washburn fouling out for the first out of the bottom of the first inning.
Batting second, the shortstop, number four, Gavin Lux.
It is almost a country mile from home plate to where the dugouts are. There's a lot of room in foul territory. I think Gavin Lux may be the tallest kid on the Indian Trails team. He looks like he's well over 6 feet, left-handed batter. Stands up tall in the batter's box. Here's Lutke's first pitch. Overhand right up high, ball one. Evergreens Baseball, sponsored today by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, a proud supporter of D.C. Everest Sports. Fastball there, that one's a little lower in the strike zone, and it's smacked into center field, line drive, base hit for Gavin Lux. First hit of the ball game, and Luedtke probably wants that pitch back. Got much too much of the plate there.
Batting third, the center fielder.
That overhand fastball was right down Broadway. Jared Horder, the center fielder, takes his turn. Right-handed batter. Again, a lot of these Indian Trails players already saw action earlier today. They played the first game at 10 o'clock this morning and fell 6-4 to the home team of this triangular Oconomowoc. Fastball here is popped up into shallow right field. Coming in is the right fielder Brady Burrell, has time to get under it, and makes the catch for the second out. Wind not really a factor in this game. It was windier this morning. wind's kind of light and variable. It is blowing from left to right.
Number 14, Trevor Arnold,
the designated hitter, bats fourth. He bats for the pitcher, Jeremy Stouffer. Runner on first and two outs. Pitch there is inside. Sean Lutke, the Evergreen starter, is a left-hander. So the left-hander and the almost straight overhand delivery is kind of an unusual look for a lot of batters here at the high school level. Lutke does not have an exceptional fastball, and there's a fastball that is popped up into shallow right field. And again, Brady Burrell is under it, makes the catch, and the inning comes to an end.
From the Hawks, in the top of the first
Indian
inning,
Trails gets one hit, but leaves that runner at first base. And at the end of one inning, there's no score between D.C. Everest and the Indian Trails Kenosha team. And we'll be back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Top of the second inning is on from Oconomowoc. I'm Chris Conley, and we have no score between D.C. Everest and Indian Trails. Evergreens with one win against no losses. Indian Trails 2-1, their one loss coming earlier this morning to Oconomowoc. Josh Merchant, Nathan Sleaford, and Brady Burrell, 6, 7, and 8 in the Evergreens order. Merchant to lead things off against Jeremy Stouffer, and Merchant's the big hoss on this team. He's the one who stands strongest and just looks most imposing in the batter's box. He's a big kid, and they start him off with a fastball down low for ball one. Evergreens put two men aboard in their half of the first inning. Wyatt Brown legging out a dropped third strike, and Cody Conker reaching on an infield error. Here's the pitch to Merchant, swing and a miss. Thought Merchant in the opening day game, there were times that it looked like his timing was a little bit off. Merchant still hit the ball. 1-for-2, also reached on a walk in the season opener. Pitch there is on the outside corner, and he's looking at it. One ball and two strikes. Jeremy Stouffer so far has done a pretty good job of staying ahead of the Evergreens hitters. Merchant, the right-handed batter, is awaiting a 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. And that's down. Didn't miss by much. That's a tough pitch to take. 2-2. Home plate umpire indicating just a little bit low and outside. Did not miss by much. Merchant lives to fight another day. He'll get a 2-2 offering here from Stouffer. And that's a ground ball to second. It is fielded, right through the legs of Kyle Washburn, through the wickets for an error, and the Evergreens have the leadoff man aboard. A little bit of a tricky hop, but that's why you want to get down on that ball. And Washburn didn't, went right through his legs. Infielder's never happy about that. Not a lot of speed out there with Merchant. Nathan Sleaford ready to bat. In the season opener, the Evergreens jumped out on top of Wisconsin Rapids. They touched them up for three runs in the first and added one more in the second, so they played from ahead the entire game. Hard hit ball to shortstop. Spurn at second, back to first, and they've doubled up Nathan Sleaford. A 6-4-3 double play. The key there was Gavin Lux getting it over to second base quickly. Pretty good turn there by Washburn, who atoned for the earlier error. So the Evergreens runner is erased. And there are two outs now and no one on for Brady Burrell. Brady Burrell, opening day starting pitcher for the Evergreens, worked three innings and did not allow a run, gave up only four hits. Start Burrell off with a strike. Brady Burrell struck out three and allowed only one walk. He's at the plate now, and here is the 0-1 pitch. Off-speed pitch, a big bounce to shortstop. Going to have to hurry to get the speedy Brady Burrell. Throw across the diamond, got him by a step or a step and a half. Gavin Lux throwing a nice arm there. And the Evergreens are retired in the top of the second inning. Pitcher Jeremy Stouffer faces the minimum number of batters thanks to a double play. And at the end of an inning and a half, Indian Trails nothing, D.C. Evers nothing on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Okay, ready to order?
Oh, my aching shoulders.
Muscle aches and pains, not what you ordered. Well, you'll like our specialty at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Whether it's a fracture, sprain, or muscle strain, you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest-running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to Roosevelt Field in Oconomowoc, where the bottom of the second inning is on, and Manny Santana to lead off for Indian Trails against Sean Lutke. Lutke tries to drop an off-speed pitch in there, and they're going to say just a little inside. It was actually a pretty nice pitch from Lutke. I mean, what you're looking for, if a lefty can throw his off-speed stuff for strikes, boy, that's a huge advantage. Overhand fastball there finds the strike zone. It's one ball and one strike. Santana, J.J. Booth, and Josh Orr today to bat here. This is the 5, 6, and 7 slots for Indian Trails. 1-1 pitch, off-speed pitch, and that's smacked to right field. Going to get down, and it's going to get into the corner as Mike Plaza was unable to cut it off. It will run all the way to the wall. And J.J. Booth lumbers into second base. Got a pitch that he could handle there. That was Lutke's fastball, and Santana turned on it and gets Kenosha's second hit of the afternoon.
Sixth, the right fielder, number 2, J.J. Booth.
So now for the first time, Lutke will have to operate with a runner in scoring position as J.J. Booth, the left-handed batting right fielder, steps in. Booth will try and pick up Santana here with no one out in the bottom of the second inning. Lutke checks the runner. Overhand fastball misses outside. That's ball one. Today's Evergreens baseball game is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman Shoe and Clothing. Almost a wild pitch. Fastball well wide of home plate. Nice stop by Mason Hagenbusher to keep the runner at second from advancing. And Lutke, after giving up the leadoff double, falls behind. Two balls and no strikes to J.J. Booth. Lutke comes set and checks the runner. Overhand fastball is fouled back into the screen right in front of us for strike one. Kenosha Indian Trails, the Beavers, are a newer baseball program. But you get the feeling, you know, in the Kenosha area, there are a lot of good ball players. So it's a student body that you should have a pretty good talent pool to pull from. Pitch here is popped up down the left field line. This is going to be in foul territory. Michael Plaza gives chase, falls harmlessly against the chain link fence. It's two balls and two strikes. This is the first of two games for the Evergreens. They'll play Oconomowoc if the showers and thunderstorms stay away. We had some rain in between the first and second games. The mound and home plate area were covered. And otherwise, the field is in great condition. It's cloudy and cool, very comfortable. We were at 52 degrees at first pitch in today's game. Lutke's about to deliver a 2-2 pitch, and that one's fouled back. Booth stays alive, and he'll get another. We have a runner at second and no one out in a scoreless game as we play the bottom of the second. This is a neutral field game for both of these teams. The Evergreens are playing as the visiting team today. And they'll be the visiting team in game two, I would imagine, too. Oconomowoc plays most of their home games right here at Roosevelt Field. Lutke comes set and checks that runner at second. Off-speed pitch, didn't bite, and the count goes full. Lutke was hoping that J.J. Booth would chase that breaking ball, and he did not. Three balls, two strikes now. Lutke steps off the rubber for a moment, now is back on the mound. Checks that runner at second, had the shortstop sneaking in behind. Here's a pitch grounded to the shortstop. Is that caught on the fly? Yes, it is. They try and double off the runner at second, and that throw goes wide of the bag. The runner does not advance. Alex Kell went down to his shoestrings to make that catch to retire J.J. Booth. And then tried to throw over to second base to see if Manny Santana would have strayed too far. The throw got away from second baseman Nathan Sleaford, but not far enough for Santana. Josh Andrade, first baseman, comes in now as Booth failed to advance the runner. One out and a man on second base as Indian Trails tries to break the seal on this game. We are scoreless up to this point. Ground ball to short, first pitch hitting. Runner almost in the way of that. Thrown by Kell, low throw, picked out at first by Josh Merchant. Nice play there to get the out. And some of the Evergreens were coming off the field wondering if there was going to be a runner interference call there. There is not. The runner crosses over to third on the ground out. The ground ball to shortstop Alex Kell was right in front of the runner Manny Santana. Santana did make a good faith effort to get out of the way, so it's the right call that the inning continues, and Santana advances to third now with two men away. Catcher Jake Kell, who bats in the eighth spot, comes on with two outs. So it's up to him to see if he can pick up this runner, and Jake Keel fouls off the first pitch, 0-1. Kenosha had a hit in the first, one more here in the second. Evergreen's base runners have come on thanks to Kenosha mistakes. Here's a swing and a miss. Keel swung right through a fastball. He's behind in the count 0-2. So let's see now if Sean Lutke can get out of a little trouble here in the bottom of the second inning. He's one strike away from doing just that. Comes set with a runner on third. 0-2 pitch, overhand fastball. Must have left that a little up high. That was a close pitch. One ball and two strikes. Evergreen's dugout chattering about that. Wanted that close call, but they didn't get. A ball and two strikes. See if Lutke tries to get him to chase here. Nope, overhand fastball again. This has popped up to right field. Brady Burrell drifts over to the foul line, makes the catch in fair territory, and the inning comes to an end. Kenosha gets a leadoff double and leaves that runner stranded at third. We've played two innings, and there's no score between Indian Trails and DC Everest. Back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Oconomowoc. We've reached the top of the third inning. The Evergreens send numbers 9, 1, and 2 in their batting order to the plate here. Alex Kell will lead things off against Jeremy Stouffer.
Number 31, Alex Kell.
Evergreens have had runners in both innings. In fact, they got a man over to third base but couldn't pick him up back in the first, and we are still scoreless. It's a cloudy and cool day, but you'll hear no complaints from us. This is such a better start to the season than it was a year ago, where the first 3 weeks were just snowed out. First ball swinging popped up to shallow right field. Kell is retired by J.J. Booth. One pitch and one out in the top of the third. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports. Mallory and Zimmerman wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Mason Hagenbusher to bat, top of the order, and pitch from Jeremy Stouffer is outside for ball one. Hagenbusher was a strikeout victim his first time up, 0 for 1. Pitch there is an inside corner strike, count even to the ball, and a strike. Second game opponent for the Evergreens, Oconomowoc, was 17-5 last season. They're a good baseball program, but like the Evergreens, they graduated a lot of talent. Be interesting to see how the Evergreens match up against Oconomowoc in Game 2 of our doubleheader, Game 3 of this triangular, with Oconomowoc defeating Indian Trails in that earlier game 6-4 this morning. Count is 2 balls and 1 strike on Mason Hagenbusher, and here comes the pitch. And there's a soft line drive that goes over the third baseman's head, just a seeing-eye hit. Just hit the back of the dirt in the infield. Didn't look pretty, but Mason Hagenbusher's got himself a single with one out. And it's the first hit of the game for the Evergreens.
The center fielder, number 23, Wyatt.
Just kind of reached that and put it over the head of third baseman Manny Santana. Ball didn't even have enough on it to roll to the outfield. Was retrieved in that area behind third base by the shortstop, Gavin Lux. And Mason Hagenbusher is on first with one out for Wyatt Brown. Brown struck out his first time up, but he struck out on a wild pitch. Runner is going here. Pitch is high for a ball. Throw down to second. And Mason Hagenbusher has himself a stolen base. Throw from catcher Jake Keel was up high there. Truth be known, the Evergreens would like to have Wyatt Brown as their leadoff batter. He is faster than Mason Hagenbusher, but Wyatt Brown, at least for the early part of the season, doesn't get on base so much. Strikeouts are up, and that makes him a number two hitter. But Wyatt Brown's got a ton of speed. And here's a foul ball behind home plate. 1 ball, 1 strike to Wyatt Brown. One out and a runner on second in this scoreless game as we play the top of the third. Evergreens fans that have made the trip down, maybe about a dozen in the bleachers along the third base line. Ground ball here on the infield to third base. Santana checks the runner back and throws across the diamond, and Wyatt Brown is retired, and the runner does not advance. So with two outs, it's up to Mike Plaza to pick up that runner at second base. I understand that a lot of Evergreens fans did not make this trip. It was pouring rain when we left this morning in central Wisconsin, and the weather forecast kind of a 50-50 proposition here. I would imagine a lot of Evergreens fans listening to today's game on the radio. Well, we encourage that sort of thing. Thank you for joining us. If you're coming down for Game 2, well, the weather's probably better now than it's going to be later this afternoon. They start Plaza off with a fastball down low. So Jeremy Stouffer for Indian Trails trying to work out of this inning. Cody Cocker, who reached on an error, awaits on deck for the Evergreens if Plaza can keep the inning going. He is waiting on a 1-0 pitch. It's a fastball, and it's smacked down to third. Diving stop by Manny Santana's got a throw from his knees, and he got him! Nice play! You know, it denied the Evergreens a chance to keep the inning going, but that was a really nice play by Manny Santana. Dive to his left and threw from his knees to get Mike Plaza and bring the inning to an end. Hey, even when it happens against us, we can applaud a nice play like that. 2.5 innings complete, no score between Indian Trails and D.C. Everest on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may be made by the judge or jury. You are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you are injured in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by calling Tlusty & Kennedy Law Firm. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Buck Wars!
The Indian Trails third baseman Manny Santana is kind of a stocky kid. You'd kind of wonder what his defense would be like. His defense was just fine, made a nice play to end the top of the third inning and keep our game scoreless. To the bottom of the third we go, and Indian Trails sends numbers 9, 1, and 2 through their batting order up to the plate. And here's Sean Lutke's first pitch to Peter Lesnick, and it's up high for a ball. Two of this three-game triangular in Oconomowoc. Overhand fastball is popped up on the infield. It's in foul territory. First baseman Josh Merchant calling and catching, and Peter Lesnick has fouled out for the first out. To the top of the order we go. Kyle Washburn ready to take his turn. Washburn popped out to the first baseman in his first appearance. Kenosha owns the hit column 2-1. Manny Santana, the aforementioned third baseman, smacked a double, and Gavin Lux, who waits on deck, also has a hit. Here's a swing and a miss for Washburn. Evergreen's lone hit coming from Mason Hagenbush. Sean Lutke looks in. Here is the 0-1 pitch. That's an overhand fastball that misses outside. One ball, one strike. You can tell that Oconomowoc has a lot of community support for their baseball program. They have a lot of people that came out for the early game, and if the weather holds, I bet we'll have a lot of people here for the third and final game of this homestand as well. Lutke misses up high. It's two balls and one strike to Kyle Washburn, rather, with none out and one on here in the bottom of the third inning. Lutke looks in. Here's the left-hander's 2-1 offering, swing and a miss at that overhand fastball, and the count evens at 2-2. We're on the porch right behind home plate. We have a very, very nice view, just slightly elevated behind the home plate area. Off-speed pitch, swing and a miss. Dropped by the catcher, throw over to first base will retire Kyle Washburn. So that's a strikeout for Lutke. It is his first. And with two outs, here comes the shortstop, Gavin Lux. Lux is a lefty. Line drive single, he handled a Lutke fastball, his first at bat. He bats here with no one on and two outs in the bottom of the third inning. The Evergreens are without some of their starters today because of the ACT tests, which are being taken on Saturday. So the Evergreens do not have a full roster. And they have a JV triangular that's also happening across town here in Oconomowoc. Here is the first pitch. Start him off with a strike. Fastball right down the middle to Gavin Lux. Sean Lutke has struck out one. He has not allowed a walk so far. It's been touched up for two hits. No runs here as we play the bottom of the third inning. Pitch there is fouled off down the third baseline. And Lutke works ahead 0-2. If Lutke can retire Lux here, this will be his strongest inning of the three that he's worked so far. Let's see if he can do just that. His 0-2 pitch is on the way with a high kick. Tried to get him to chase outside. He doesn't. It's one ball and two strikes. Evergreens Baseball is sponsored by EverythingEvergreens.com. If you're at the game, post your photos to EverythingEvergreens.com. Use hashtag DC Everest. If you're not, hear the play-by-play podcast and game photographs at EverythingEvergreens.com. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Tried to get him to chase an off-speed pitch. Bounced up the middle range. Nate Sleafert. Sleafert's unable to make a play, and even if he came up with it cleanly, it would have been a hit. It's going to be an infield hit for Gavin Lux. And with two outs, Indian Trails has a runner on first base. Not particularly hard hit, but it was hit towards the bag. So it was needed a lot of range there for Nate Sleafert to get over to it. And he was unable to get to it cleanly. That's the third hit of the game for Indian Trails. And with two outs, the number three batter, Jared Horder, will get a turn. Horder flied out to right. A shallow fly ball in his first appearance. Start him off with an overhand strike on the outside corner. Looking ahead to the Evergreens, top of the fourth, the meat of their order, 4, 5, and 6. Cocker, Lutke, and Merchant to bat. And they're trying to get there with this game still tied 0-0. Lutke overhand that time works the inside corner, 0-2. Horder has seen a strike on the outside corner and a strike on the inside corner. Lutke's got to try and waste this pitch and see if he can get the out on the cheap. Let's see what he does here. 0-2, the runner is going. Off-speed pitch is smacked down the left field line. It's inside the bag. That's a fair ball. It's going to go into the corner. And it's misplayed in the outfield by Mike Plaza, and that's going to cost the Evergreens a run. Goes all the way to the wall, and going over to third base is Jared Horder, and Gavin Lux scores. I believe we're going to score that a double and an error allowing the run to score. And that is indeed the scoring. So Jared Horder got a legitimate double by sneaking that hard line drive inside the bag at third base. But then the misplay by Plaza allowed it to go all the way to the wall in the corner and allows Lux to come around and score.
Trevor Arnold.
And the mistake in the outfield costs the Evergreens a run. So with two outs, Kenosha puts a runner home and still has a man on third base for Trevor Arnold, the cleanup batter and designated hitter. And Arnold lines it to center field. This is well hit. Going all the way back is Wyatt Brown, but he's got room, and he makes the catch, and the inning comes to an end. Indian Trails gets two hits, but they score a run on a misplay in the outfield. At the end of three, Indian Trails takes the lead over DC Everest 1-0. We're back in a minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email. These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
See that MLB coverage?
It's Donner and Big Mackler.
Search no further.
Kiss it goodbye.
We got it on lockdown.
Swung on and missed strike three.
Like a Kershaw breaking ball.
12 strikeouts for Clayton Kershaw.
Or a McCutcheon swinging a drive.
That is out of here. Andrew McCutcheon, a two-run homer.
Your MLB season is covered by... Say it with me now. We are Fox Sports.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Economowoc. I'm Chris Conley. Glad to be spending some time with you this Saturday on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. After the Evergreens played errorless baseball in their season opener, the first error of the season cost them a run in the bottom of the third inning. A misplayed line drive in left field by Mike Plaza allows a run to score all the way from first base. The Evergreens now trail 1-0. Got a chance to do something about it here in the top of the fourth inning as Cody Cocker bats against Jeremy Stouffer. First pitch is inside for ball one. First time in the season that the Evergreens have trailed. Cocker's a left-handed batter. They shade him around slightly to right. Off-speed pitch there, smacked up the middle. Base hit gets through just out of the reach of second baseman Kyle Washburn. And the Evergreens, trailing by one, have put the leadoff runner on here in the top of the fourth. It's the Evergreens' second hit. Cocker joins Mason Hagenbusher in the hit column, and here comes Sean Lutke.
The batter is the pitcher, number 32, Sean Lutke.
So Lutke with a chance to help himself. With that leadoff man aboard, Lutke's mission number one is to move that runner from first base to second. Runner is going, pitches up high, and the catcher lost the handle. There will not even be a throw. That's Cody Cocker, just like that, does indeed move to second base on a stolen base. Now Lutke can help himself with a hit to the outfield. Cocker runs well, so a hit to the outfield would probably bring in the run. Instead, the Evergreens looking to bunt the runner over. Lukey pulled the bat back, and that's going to be a ball. 2-0. So the Evergreens maybe, unless we're bluffing here, willing to try and move that runner over and play small ball instead of looking for a big inning here. And again, the bunt is offered. Bunted just in front of home plate. The catcher's only play is to first. They get the out there, and Cody Cocker does advance to third on the sacrifice. So Sean Lutke moves the runner from second to third base. And with one out, Josh Merchant comes up.
The batter is the first baseman, number 18, Josh Merchant.
Merchant grounded out to short. He's 0 for 1. Merchant's job here is to get the ball out of the infield and get that runner in. Kenosha is going to play this halfway. So you'd imagine on something hard hit, maybe they are going to the plate, and they start Merchant inside. Merchant ahead now in the count, one ball and no strikes. And he's looking down at Coach Dave Langbin in the coach's box at third for a sign. Runner at third and one out with the Evergreens trailing 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Here's the pitch. That's on the outside corner, one ball and one strike. Coach Langbin not too happy there in the third base box, thought that was outside. Flashing a new set of signs here for the 1-1 pitch as Merchant steps out and now steps back in. 1-1 pitch holds off on a fastball that looked like it hit in about the same spot, but that one's ball two. Two balls and a strike. Kenosha infield looks, if anything, that they've inched in a step or two closer at shortstop and second base, which means, again, a ground ball here. The play may indeed be coming home. Trying to nibble on that outside corner, and Jeremy Stouffer, the pitcher, has missed again. It's three balls and one strike. We've clouded up in the last couple of minutes here. I almost wonder if we're going to have another rain shower. God forbid. Wind has picked up, too. Here is the 3-1 pitch, and that one is down low for a ball. In fact, we are windy enough that we are going to turn down our field and crowd microphone so you don't hear what sounds like a wildfire going on. No, it's just the wind here. And again, Josh Merchant steps out of the box to get a new set of signs. Check that. Merchant has walked. Nathan Sleaford is ready to start this at-bat with runners now on the corners and one out. Off-speed pitches up high. Runner is going. They're going to throw down to second base safe. They're going to try and score the runner from third, and he's in there, and the Evergreens have tied the game. Double steal, and the ball gets free from the catcher, and the runner will advance all the way to third base. So the Evergreens work the double steal and get a run in to tie the game. And the ball got away from catcher Jake Keel, and that allowed Josh Merchant to advance all the way to third. Check our official scoring there. We're going to score an error on the throw to allow that runner to advance over to third base, I would imagine. So the Evergreens now, with only one out, have tied the ball game and again have a runner on third. And they're taking a moment here to see if catcher Jake Keel was injured on that play. Keel didn't handle the throw, had it go all the way to the backstop. And I'm not sure if he actually hit the backstop or if there was some other contact on that play. Keel appears to be okay. He's staying in the game. And Nate Sleaford is going to resume his at-bat with a count of one ball and no strikes. Evergreens have tied the game, and there's one out with a runner on third. Brady Burrell awaits on deck. Did he offer at that? Checked his swing at a pitch down low. It's two balls and no strikes. Merchant is at third. Sleaford awaits the 2-0 pitch in a game that's now tied at 1-1. There's a line drive caught by the shortstop. Nice play there by Gavin Lux. And retreating to third base and getting back safely is Josh Merchant.
The right fielder, number 16.
So Sleaford thought he was going to get one through on a line drive with the infield. Instead, shortstop Gavin Lux reached out and got that line drive for the second out. So now Brady Burrell trying to break the tie with two outs. He takes strike one. DC Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio brought to you by Covantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from Covantage Credit Union. Pitch here to Burrell. And that one misses down low. Should Burrell keep the inning going, Alex Kell will get his turn for the Evergreens. Waiting here on the 2-0 pitch. Off-speed pitch bounced slowly to the left side. Shortstop with a long throw. Got him. Gavin Lux with two nice plays. And the Evergreens are retired in the top of the fourth inning. They get one run in to tie the game and leave the go-ahead run at third. We're at the middle of the fourth inning. D.C. Everest 1 and Indian Trails 1. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Roosevelt Field in Oconomowoc, where the Evergreens are indeed sending out Sean Lutke for another inning of work. We believe that there are some defensive changes here as the home plate umpire is going over to the Evergreens dugout and will soon be briefing our official scorer on any defensive changes that we may have as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning. The battery is the same for the Evergreens, Hagenbusher catching and Sean Lutke on the mound. For Manny Santana, who steps in to lead off the bottom of the fourth for Indian Trails. Overhead fastball, strike one to Santana. Santana smacked a double best hit of the game for Indian Trails so far. Fourth inning, we're tied 1-1. Kind of a sidearm sling there from Lutke, and that misses, one ball and one strike. Evergreens Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center. See an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center walk-in care. Open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Fastball here is lifted to center field. A lot of time for Wyatt Brown in center to get under it. Calling and catching for the first out. And Manny Santana is retired. J.J. Booth is next to bat for Indian Trails.
Fielder. Number two, J.J. Booth.
Indian Trails opened up their season with a pair of wins. We don't know the result of their Thursday game. Not sure if the weather had something to say about that, and then lost earlier today 6-4. Oconomowoc rallied in the fifth inning, a bases-loaded rally to finally take the lead in that earlier game today. Oconomowoc plated three runs in the fifth inning and didn't look back from there, a game that they won 6-4. And Oconomowoc waits in the wings for D.C. Everest for the second game of our doubleheader. And here's a pitch that's lined into right field over the glove of first baseman Josh Merchant and in front of Brady Burrell, the right fielder. A solid hit from J.J. Booth with one out. Booth to first.
The first baseman, number 16, Josh Andrade.
Josh Andrade, the left-handed batting first baseman, steps in now with one out and one on here at the bottom of the fourth inning. Sean Lutke touched up for a run, but his defense wasn't a friend of his, with a misplay in the outfield allowing a run to score. Indian Trails has out-hit Everest 5-2 in the ballgame. runner is going here. Pitches over for a strike. Hagenbusher's throw down to second. Not in time. J.J. Booth has a stolen base. So now Akadamawak, trying to retake the lead, has put a runner into scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And Josh Andrade is awaiting an 0-1 pitch from Sean Lutke. Lutke overhand, bounced right back up the middle, and it's going to get through. They're going to try and score a run. Wyatt Brown's throw is ill-advised. Wasn't going to get him anyway. Going to try and get the runner at second. Nope, he takes an extra base because of that ill-advised throw. And on a base hit right up the middle, Kenosha Indian Trails retakes the lead 2-1.
Your attention, please. Batting for Keel, number 19, Danny Larson. Larson batting for Keel.
With a runner on second now, Danny Larson is going to bat for Jake Keel. As Kenosha strings together back-to-back hits and takes the lead now 2-1. And Danny Larson steps out. He's getting some signs from his third base coach. Sean Lutke with a high kick, and that's fisted just first baseman Josh Merchant and into the corner. They're going to try and score another run on that, and they will. A seeing eye hit looked like they fisted Danny Larson, and it didn't matter. Just out of the reach of Josh Merchant, falling safe in fair territory just beyond first base. In the box score, that'll look like a line drive, but it's back-to-back-to-back hits for Indian Trails, and they now have two runs in. RBI singles from Andrade and now Larson to plate a pair of runs here in the bottom of the fourth. And it is 3-1. Everest finds themselves now on the short end again. Here's Peter Lenzak. Line drive to the second baseman. Caught, and they're going to get a double play. Danny Larson strayed too far from the bag. Nathan Sleifert made the catch and then threw over to first, and that retires the side. That's a base running mistake. And it came at a good time for the Evergreens. It came at a time when Kenosha was rallying. Kenosha Indian Trails gets two runs on three hits, and at the end of four, the Evergreens now trail 3-1. Back with the top of the fifth in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1090, FM 93.9.